He wanted to swap wife pictures. Chapter 1. This is a very erotic encounter I had recently between an older guy, Tom, and his very attractive wife, Alice. It started when I'd sold my motorbike online, and the guy who bought it lived a few hundred miles away in Scotland. We made a plan for him to come on the Saturday afternoon, and my wife and I put him up for the night in our guest cottage, so he could drive it back the following day. Anyway, when he turned up, he was with his very attractive and stunningly tall wife. She must have been 35 to 40-ish, and he was in his late 60s but still very fit and active. We all hit it off really well and spent all day and evening chatting about the various businesses we both had been involved in over the years. Our wives were also chatting away for hours, but in the evening my wife had to go visit her family, someone's birthday, I think, so that left just the three of us talking in the garden at our barbecue table. Knowing my wife, she wouldn't be returning home till about 10 o'clock in the evening. His wife Alice was sitting between us and wearing a very short skirt, and I was having a hard time concentrating on the conversation as I couldn't help staring at her legs. A couple of times our legs touched under the table, but she acted as if it was normal, and I'm sure Tom was well aware I found his wife very attractive. Alice was the spitting image of Jamie Murray, that beautiful tall slim actress in the old UK TV series called Hustle, about professional con artists. Tom was talking about his latest business venture and showing me lots of pictures on his iPad. As he scanned through all these pictures, a few appeared of his wife laying on a sofa in a pair of very sexy tight shorts, showing her long legs and bum. He scanned past them quickly as if embarrassed, as they were clearly very sexy pictures, probably in the wrong folder. He just said, "Oh, sorry about that," smiled and carried on. A few more pictures on and there was another one with his wife sitting up and leaning forward, staring at the camera with her legs wide open. Her smallish tits and long nipples were also visible down the top of her blouse. Again, he said, "Sorry," but he seemed to take a bit longer to scan forward, like he liked letting me have a good look. "Very nice, Tom," I said casually. His wife, Alice, had her head in her phone, Facebooking, no doubt, as Tom and I chatted. Tom then said, "I like taking pictures of Alice," and then winked. "Do you have any of your wife?" "Well, my wife's not into photography, but we do watch some sexy movies sometimes." "That's a shame. I have quite a lot of Alice, and we could have done a bit of wife picture swapping," he replied with a chuckle. "Well, I have some nice ones of us at the beach in Brighton," I replied. His eyes lit up and he said, "Well, maybe we can exchange pictures sometime. Very discreetly, I can assure you. Can't have them getting out on the internet. Just private viewing only." He then slipped his hand down under the table, and I saw him run his hand up his wife's thigh, then down between her legs. Alice looked up with a surprised look on her face, put her phone down and said, "What are you doing, Tom?"
"Nothing, dear. Just that Dave here saw your pictures and thinks you're a hot, sexy lady."
"You showed him my pictures? What are you doing? They are private."
"You love posing for the camera, don't you, Alice? Makes you all hot and horny. I bet Dave here would like to see the pictures we took last week."
"Don't you dare."
Alice snapped, but sort of smiled as if it turned her on a bit. I didn't know what to say. He still had his hand between her legs, and she was squirming as she grabbed his hand, trying to pull it away.
"Show us your beach pictures, then, and I'll show you some more of ours."
Alice looked at me, and then Tom, as if she couldn't believe what he just said.
"I notice you keep looking at my wife's legs. She's really hot now, aren't you, darling? I can feel your pussy on fire."
Alice was looking at me in shock, as she couldn't believe her husband would embarrass her like this in front of me. Then she said, "Please, Tom, not now." Her voice had an upper-class accent and was a real turn-on. Tom pulled his hand out from between her legs and said to me,
"So do you want to see more pictures of my sexy wife, then?"
I looked at Alice and then back to Tom and told them, "Yes, I would love to, as your wife is very attractive, but you can't mention anything to my wife. If you can agree to that, I will show you our pictures." Tom and his wife both smiled, and he said,
"Say, babe, he wants to see our pictures of you from last week, and maybe we can exchange some old pictures later."
I opened my phone and scanned to the beach pictures. Nothing naughty, but they did show my wife in her bikini with close-ups of her tits and legs, etc. They both looked with interest and said how nice she looked, and Tom said what a sexy body she had. Alice took hold of my phone and was scanning through all the pictures again. Tom then handed me his iPad and said,
"Here, take a gander at these from last week."
The first picture was of Alice laying on the bed in a hotel room with her eyes closed. wearing a black with red lace bra, knickers, suspender belt and stockings to match, legs apart, hand inside her knickers playing with her pussy. The next one was a close-up of her fingers and her pussy all wet and sticky while Tom's hand, I assume, was pulling the leg of her knickers to the side. The next one was of her with her knickers removed, but she had a glass Coca-Cola bottle half in her pussy. Tom then grabbed the iPad back and said,
Wife, yes?
Alice was staring at Tom open-mouthed, as if she couldn't believe he just showed me their private pictures. But he quickly hugged her and said he loved her and it was only friends to friends. He then cupped her tit and gave it a squeeze.
I bet Dave has a hard-on now after seeing your pictures, babe.
Alice looked down between my legs, and sure enough, I was hard and covering it with my hand. She looked me in the eye and gave me a sexy smile. Tom also smiled and said to me,
Look, her nipples are really hard and sticking out. Means she's really turned on and do anything I say now.
See, babe, Dave here had seen a picture of your pussy now. Does that turn you on?
She didn't answer, but closed her eyes and sighed as he continued caressing her tits in front of me.
Want to feel her tits? He said.
Alice opened her eyes and looked straight at Tom.
Go on, babe. Just a quick feel, then we can go to bed and take some new pictures for Dave.
Tom nodded at her tits and motioned for me to touch them with his eyes. I couldn't believe this was happening, but was so turned on watching Alice letting him touch her in front of me. I reached forward hesitantly and slid my hand in her blouse and caressed her right tit and nipple. Tom was still fondling her other one, making her moan and sigh in pleasure. What a vision. She was letting us both play with her tits in my garden. Sod's law, my wife drove in the gate and all play immediately stopped. She parked up, then walked over to us, saying she was really tired and off to bed as it had been a long day. I told her I would be up soon, so she said goodnight and went inside. Tom looked at me and said,
Try and get us a sexy picture of your wife, mate. Alice here is well turned on, as you can see, and maybe you can come to our place next week for a proper photo shoot.
We said goodnight, and I couldn't believe what just happened. As I got ready for bed, I was thinking about the pictures of Alice, especially the one with the Coke bottle up her cunt. Shit. How can I get some pictures to swap with them? As I lay in bed holding my phone, as if I was watching some YouTube videos, my wife was getting undressed in the corner. So I turned the flash off, and very discreetly aimed the camera at her and took a few shots. All were of her bare back, but her shapely bum was clearly on show, and one picture showed her naked tits from the side. As we lay in bed, my phone went off. It was a WhatsApp message. When I saw it was from Tom, I was very hesitant to open it, with the missus sitting right next to me in bed, so I ignored it. She watched a bit of TV, then quickly fell asleep. I opened the message and saw a picture of Tom about to put his cock in Alice's pussy. Fucking hell. She was laying on her back with eyes closed and legs wide open. Her pussy was sopping wet as if he'd been licking or fingering her. I clicked the thumbs up icon and send. I then sent the picture of my naked wife showing her tits and ass. A few seconds later, and thumbs up came back with,
Well done, mate. Very nice.
10 minutes later, and another message.
Good night, Dave, and you can wank over this. Alice says your wife has a great body, and it helped her orgasm quickly as I made love to her slowly. Talking about you and your wife.
It was a close-up picture of Alice's midsection, belly, thighs, and pussy, with cum dribbling out and she was rubbing her own clit. I did come myself, wanking over that picture discreetly, and couldn't sleep much that evening at all. Next morning we all had breakfast together, and nothing was said in front of my wife. Knowing smiles were exchanged between us, and they left shortly afterwards, with Tom riding the motorbike and Alice driving their car. That evening I received a message saying they had arrived home safely and he was more than happy with the motorbike he bought from me. Then he added he would message me again later. A few hours later, Tom sent another picture of his wife, sitting on the bed in our guest house with her blouse fully open and her beautiful bare breasts on show. Her nipples were sticking out and curving upwards. Lovely coat-hanger-shaped tits. The message was, Really good to meet you both, and Alice was turned on beyond all my expectations after our little playing with her tits session in your garden. She says she would be up for a photo session with me and her doing various sexy poses, and you taking the pictures for us. Can you come up next week? Fuck me. How can I get up to Scotland without my wife suspecting anything? Alice was so beautiful, and Tom wanted me to take sexy pictures of them together. I answered with a short message. Stunning picture of Alice, and yes, would love to be your cameraman, but need a good excuse to come to Scotland. Next day, Tom messages me.
Having an issue attaching some accessories I ordered online for the bike. Sissy bar with luggage rack and side panniers. I'm not that good with mechanical stuff. Would you be willing to fly up? EasyJet fly into Glasgow and is dirt cheap. We can put you up for the night and pay for your flight.
What a result. Tom is a scheming old sod. I showed my wife the message and she said no problem as her sister was coming over the weekend.
Chapter 2. I arrived at Glasgow Airport at 3 p.m. where Tom picked me up. He told me Alice was really nervous but will be okay once we get her in the mood. I've booked a table for dinner at a nice country restaurant near us for 6 o'clock, so we can have a nice meal with a few drinks and then we can come home to take some pictures. Alice was very warm and welcoming, and I saw half a bottle of wine on their kitchen side. She must be calming her nerves, I thought. At 6 we were in the restaurant, and Tom ordered more wine with our meals. Alice sat between us again, and Tom was encouraging me to start taking pictures in the restaurant. He gave me his phone and said, "Just snap away, and I will save all the best ones later." I started out by snapping them together at the dinner table, and then got a few good ones when Alice got up to go to the ladies' room. She was wearing a white dress that came just above her knees, but when seated showed her bare upper thighs. She got quite a few admiring looks from other people in the restaurant, and when she sat back down, Tom lifted her dress and showed me her sexy knickers to get a snap of. Alice snapped, "Not here, Tom." But he just laughed. On the way home, we drove through a forest, and I asked them if they ever went dogging. Tom said they hadn't. Then Alice asked me why. "Well, it's just another kind of exhibitionist fun for couples who like to be watched," I answered her. Tom then said, "They say there's a dogging place in these woods somewhere. We could take a drive through and see if we could find it. What you say, Alice?"
"I would feel much safer going home, but I am curious to see what goes on."
As Tom drove through the forest, I asked him, "Are there any picnic or parking areas near here, as they are the usual after-dark dogging areas?"
"I believe there's one near the middle of the forest, where there used to be a tea room open during the daytime. Let's go and take a look."
We eventually found the car park, and sure enough, there were a couple of cars parked up in the darkness. Alice looked at Tom and asked him to lock the doors. He laughed and did as she asked, then said, "Let's get in the back so we have more room to play, and Dave here can jump in the front to take some pictures." Alice wouldn't get out the car, so she climbed through to the back seat as Tom and I swapped places via the doors, but I sat in the passenger seat so I could have more room. Alice was looking really scared, but Tom assured her she was perfectly safe and to relax. He started undoing the front of her dress, and told me to enjoy the show but take lots of pictures. I had to turn the flash on as it was too dark, and soon Tom had Alice's dress wide open, and her beautiful tits were on show again. I started taking a few pictures, and then Tom parted her legs and exposed her white knickers, started fingering her through the leg. Alice started moaning as he worked on pussy and clit. She looked absolutely stunning, laying on the back seat and had her leg up on the back of the driver's seat. I took a few more pictures, then I touched her ankle gently to see what reaction I got. She didn't pull away or say anything, so I caressed her lower leg and knee, working my way up her leg. I took a few more snaps as Tom worked on her nipples, twisting and sucking them while bringing her to orgasm with his fingers. Alice was moaning heavily now, so I resumed touching her leg as Tom nodded and smiled when he saw what I was doing. Then I saw some movement outside the car, and realized that the camera flash must have sparked the interest of the other doggers. I didn't want to alarm Alice, so didn't say anything, but did tap Tom on the shoulder and pointed to the two guys wanking their cocks by the side window. He turned and winked, then carried on fingering Alice until she let out a really long moan and orgasmed under his expert fingering.
"Well done, babe. You put on a great show for those guys watching outside," Tom said to Alice.
Alice, still laying with her legs wide open, looked at him in horror, then sat up staring out of the window into the darkness.
"Oh my God, I can see them. They have their cocks out," she said.
"Don't worry, the doors are locked and they're only watching. Why don't you sit in the back with Alice now, and I can direct you both and take some interesting pictures," he said to me.
I was already hard and had my cock out watching him make her come, so I was in the back in no time. Tom opened the door and got out. He said something to the two guys outside, then jumped back in the car.
"They're armless, and I told him it was okay to watch, but we wouldn't be getting out of the car, as it was Alice's first time,"
he told us. Alice saw my cock was already out and just stared at it.
It was still rock hard, so I reached for her hand and placed it directly onto my cock. Tom started taking more pictures and told Alice to wank me and play with my balls. I pushed my trousers down and off, so I could move more freely. Then, as she explored my cock, I reached over to caress her tits and nipples. Tom started telling her to change position and soon had her completely naked straddling my face with me laying on the back seat. He told her to lower her pussy onto my mouth and took close-up pics of her from behind. Then he had her press her bum and pussy against the window to give the doggos a good show. Alice was dripping and tasted like honey, and she was doing everything Tom ordered, even sucking my bell end while winking my cock. Tom reached over and cupped and squeezed her tits, then told her to turn around. She turned and was now kneeling over my cock. She knew what Tom wanted, and so did I. So I took the initiative and pulled her hips down, as Alice guided my cock into her beautiful, tight pussy. She let out a really long moan as my cock slid right into her. Tom took loads more pictures, but Alice was now in control and pushing herself up and down, riding my cock.
"He's bigger and harder than you, darling. My God, there are more cocks outside wanking. I can see them all watching me. Us! You're such a dirty bastard, Tom."
Tom smiled, put the phone down and reached over, putting his hand down to her pussy and started rubbing her clit. Alice moaned louder and sighed she was about to come again, and I seriously couldn't hold back any longer. We both climaxed together as Tom pulled away and pulled open her ass cheeks to show the doggers outside my cock slipping out of her pussy and my cum dribbling out down her legs. I'm sure the doggers had a great show that evening, and we all got cleaned up and dressed for the drive home. Time was only 9:30 p.m., and the night turned out better than I could have ever expected. Tom shared Alice with me several more times during the night as we all slept in their big bed. Sorry, correction. Wrong word. Nobody slept that night. We fucked and played, and Tom took loads more pictures. I can't wait to visit Alice and Tom again, and although they keep on asking me to involve my wife, sadly she is just not into sex, and especially any kind of group or unusual sexual games.